Blog Talk Radio.
TMP. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling in the fumes, blew past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn as soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like a thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while. It's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pal, and my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would, and the ones who said I couldn't do it wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad, trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags, but I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came up out the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even throwing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
What's going on, people? Y'all already know what it is. It's your boy Brooklyn Black. It is Friday, August 5th, 2011. Doing pregame radio fairly early tonight. Gonna just rock for an hour. You know, we've been real swamped and busy. Everyone doing their own things and everything like that. So we're just gonna move along right into the show. Some throwbacks. I got some new Big Dro, and I got some new Gritty Life All Stars. They have actually remade a track that I played last week as a throwback. So to hear how they remade it and everything like that, I'm really interested. But hit us up 347-857-4302. Ladies Still Ebb, I see y'all. We'll be right back.
Let's get down, roll with the hardcore funk, the hardcore sound. Let's hit with this Macadocious funk material, so simple. Wanna rock with the instrumental, who am I?
Indeed, the Green Eyed Bandit.
Control my career so I can never get stranded. But the rest are getting brand new, being changed up their style. From jeans to suits and records, something made for the station, for a whole new relation, ship of a new type of scene, to go platinum and clock mad green, aka a sellout, the rap definition, get off that boy, change your mission, come back around the block, pump color me bad to the TikTok, let them know your logo, not a black thing, my background sing, my background sing for the crossover. Control, brother selling his soul, or go gold, going, going, gone, another rapper slow, to pop in R&B, not the MD, I'm strictly hip-hop, I stick to kick a free, funk mode, yeah kid, that's how the squad rolls, I know your head is bobbing, cause the neck knows,
like other rappers,
putting on their fans, they ill, trying to chill, saying damn, it'll be great to sell a mill, that's when the mind switch, to the pop tip,
cause you're gonna be large,
yeah right, that's what the company kicks, forget the black crowd, you're whack now, in a zoot suit, front and black, looking mad foul, I speak for the hardcore,
roar.
I'm out of here, catch me chilling on my next tour. From the US to the White Cliffs to Dover. Strictly underground funk, keep the crossover. Crossover. Go pop goes the weasel. You know you should be rocking the fans with something diesel. But you insist to piss me off black, so I flex the biceps so I can push them back. So real hardcore hip hop continue records, and all sucker issues up down and get the message. So better crossover, yo, who's with me?
This one.
Another mega blast, funky dope style from Cross Yonder.
So help me wander, help me wander.
From what? The crossover, yeah, crossing you over. Out of here, going peace, nice to know ya. What a way to go out, no bottles, what the fans are shout. Cause she got gas, then took the wrong route. Came on the scene, chilling, reading a funky dope line. But when they finish with you, flatline. Some say there's no business, like show business. But if this the truth, please explain why is this? Rappers been around long, making mad noise, you see. Still I haven't seen one rapper living comfortably. No time to pick and win. On the four leaf clover, I stick to underground, keep the crossover.
I think they look pretty cool, but, you know, one thing, I you know, that whole attitude about, you know, dressing in the baggy clothes, it's, I don't know, I'm not into that. I think it's kind of lame, you know, but they're pretty cute.
Here we go!
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, yo, my whole clique bout it, bout it. We take yours while you pout about it. Truck, step out, the whores wanna crowd around it. You could see me on Optimum TV. On your bathroom, turn the light out, scream Bloody Mary. 1, 2, 3. Chic ain't your usual friend, but I can set you up like highs and walk straight at the end. I'm done with ice and charm. I'm trying to ice my whole pack when I'm gone. Pull up with class on the dawn. Once I meet him, I greet him. Kiss his feet for freedom. Tell him thank you, Lord. Cause on earth I was getting bored. Now resurrect me back to the cat or sheep. So I can make the sound and get back to cats that sleep. 230, 6'2. Me bugs for you, that's like a cat versus a pit bull. Gun, no flip bull. Keep hunger and plan for the future. Cause you figure you gon' be older. Way longer than you gon' be younger.
Need a lie. Money counts. Bet I'm eating lies. Money counts.
Clock tick. I really love hair, but I'm still a hostage. Two personalities, check the posture. Smoke out the mouth, flare out the nostrils. Thinking death, the life seems scary. I pass the graveyard, seeing people here merry. I ain't chilling till I'm out parachuting. Race my man in my own time for about 10 diamonds. 25,000 apiece, fuck streets. Trying to own the island, forget about wilding. Try riding, in the car that be gliding. If I showed you where I live, you would think I was hiding. Sling dick, the shit that don't speak English. Wake up in Trinidad, like fucking I'm rich. Come back, private jet, live on set. If you can shit go, I can spit
alive.
Forget.
Money count, bet, I'm eating lies. Money count, bet, I'm eating rides. Money count, bet, I'm sleeping nice. You'll see the lies. Keep the lies. Money count, bet, I'm eating lies. Money count, bet, I'm eating rides.
Yo. Yo, nothing but the hotness. Whenever we drop this, monotonous for y'all to keep hating, cause y'all never gonna stop us. I keep my rock spotless and my hoes topless. Take time, try to figure out who the lot is. Spare no one, kick rhymes like Shogun. You scared to blow one, get robbed with your own gun. If I don't respect you, I'ma check you. And if I don't kiss you, I'ma peck you. Right before I wet you, I sneeze on tracks and bless you. I'm special, and if you like working out, then I'm gonna stretch you. Hustling is dead, but we still get red. Turn the spots in the bakeries to give back bread. And y'all said my money's spent, but it's an event. So when the feds come, the dogs can't get a cent. And my story, self-explanatory, that I'm the hottest thing on the street, and y'all ain't got nothing for me.
Key to lies,
yeah.
Money counts, bet, I'm eating lies. Money counts, bet, I'm eating rides. Money counts, bet, I'm sleeping nice. You'll see the lies. Key to lies, money counts, bet, I'm eating lies. Money counts, bet, I'm eating rides. Money counts, bet, money counts, bet, money counts, bet.
This is a beat that I can freak. Just drop the rails. Bless a nigga with the ill. Y'all niggas know my skill. X from the grill. Hit them up. Split them up. Wet them up. Watch them come. Get them up. Shut them up. When you do dirt, you get dirt. Bitch, I make your shit hurt. Step back like I did work. Ain't no fucking game. You think I'm playing? Till you land. To where the junkyard to can. Moms at home praying. You're coming home, but you not. You sitting up in the trunk. Starting to rap. And hell is hot. Because I'm here now, baby. It's going down, baby. Get the 4 pounds, baby. And let off. Up in the nigga. If he think he bigger, get my motherfucking trigger. Did I? Can I get my? Is it gone? DMX represent one time.
Money counts, bet, I'm eating lies. Money counts, bet, I'm eating rides. Money counts, bet, I'm sleeping nice. You'll see the lies. Key to lies. Money counts, bet, I'm eating lies. Money counts, bet, I'm eating rides. Money pounds, bet, money pounds, bet, money pounds, bet.
Why they always talking about money?
Yeah, well, I'll back pre-gate radio. Y'all already know what it is. Early show tonight. Getting it down. Ebony lady still in the building with me. What's going on, ladies?
Nothing.
Yeah, what is...
All right, so, you know, like I said, it's been a real busy, hectic week. I'm just running through it. You know, brother has got to get some rest and all that. But I got some new music going down tonight. Some new joints we're going to get into. We're going to come right back. Big shout out to, where's the paper?
Shout out to the little kid who bag and Floyd Mayweather.
What?
I said shout out to little kid for bagging Floyd Mayweather. Real good.
Oh funny. Shout out to Whoopi Goldberg.
Wow, what happened to Whoopi Goldberg?
Lady still brought it to my attention today. She was, Whoopi Goldberg was on The View, and they was talking about this one dude who didn't want kids, and...
It was because of Linda Evangelista, the supermodel. It's like this crazy-ass love triangle, and pretty much she ended up with a kid. And so she wants to get him for, like, $46,000 a month for child support. And Whoopi
was... Okay, who wanted to get him, Whoopi or Linda Evangelista?
Oh, Linda, but Whoopi, okay. Like, they were giving their opinions, and Whoopi's like, guys shouldn't be allowed to... Like, they shouldn't be forced to pay child support if they're tricked into having a baby or if they say that they don't want the baby and the female goes along with it still.
God damn it. If he was tricked... If he was tricked and if he was bamboozled, damn right he shouldn't pay.
Then how do you determine that, really?
Okay, true. Okay, it may be like pulling teeth trying to determine it, but let's be for real. Women do set brothers up like that, and then they end up biting one hell of a financial bullet.
Of course. But guess what? Most of you guys know the type of females that will do that before you stick it in raw, and you still do it anyway.
True.
All right. Fine.
Listen, you got to pay to play. Okay. Real cool.
Yeah, pretty much.
You gotta pay to play. If you know, you know all the consequences of going up in somebody's war. Everything. Okay? So you're still so when you do that, fellas, I don't care if she tricks you or not. Then that just means you're stupid. If you did get tricked into it, then guess what? You deserve to get tricked into some bullshit like that. Be responsible for yourself. Oh, I'm on the pill, or I'm doing it. Come on, man. Give me a break. And go with your own condom. Don't be expecting her to have a condom just because you're hoping nobody has one so you can get up in there raw. Okay? See what happened? So you can't get mad.
She's like, even if you're not tricked and you know that it's yours, but you clearly state that you don't want the kid, that you shouldn't have to be held responsible.
Sounds valid. But once again, it goes back to what Eb just said. You know what you're dealing with before you get up in it. But I just, for me as a guy to hear a woman, let alone Whoopi Goldberg, to say, no, he should be responsible. You know, I was like, wow, she actually said that shit? So that's
why
I give a big shout out to Whoopi Goldberg.
Well, why wouldn't she? She's an educated woman. She's been around. She knows the deal. She was feeling, goddammit. She knows.
With how many kids?
Actually, she got one kid, and I guess she figured it out. You see? She took care of her own. She took care of her own shit. She was like, she figured out, okay, look, I'm not trying to have no more. I'm going to have this one, and that's what she did. So, fellas, it's, you know, okay, granted, you know, you may say, listen, I don't want the child. I don't want the responsibility and so on and so forth. It's still the bottom line that, you're supposed to take every precaution to make sure that that doesn't happen. Because you can say that, and you can be saying that to a woman who feels like she doesn't want to take her body through the trial of abortion. Or maybe she feels like she doesn't want to have to answer to her God or whatever deity she believes in for what she's doing. So, I mean, that goes both ways, you know. But she may not want the kid either, but maybe she feels down the line the repercussions is just way too much.
Everybody's religious at that point. Also,
so, I mean, listen,
go above and beyond, too. Like, I heard that they put, like, Tabasco sauce in the condoms afterwards.
Yeah,
just
that's...
Sure.
Wait,
like, you know, if you do use a condom or whatever, you have some crazy females that will, like, fish the condom out of the garbage, freeze it or whatever, you know, like groupies or whatever. So what they do now is they put Tabasco sauce in the condom just in case.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Fuckers gotta go through all of that. Well, then, you know what? I mean, not for nothing. Then maybe we need to be just a little more selective of who we share our bodies with. If you got to go through all of that, why would you fuck a skank?
Because the penis,
who you know is
the logic. It's just no vagina.
That shit is crazy. You got to be more careful than, and that or being more selective of whom you share your body with also lowers the risk of you having an unwanted child with somebody that is unwanted or undesirable by you. You know? That's crazy, Tabasco. That's the funniest thing I've heard all day.
How much she's going to be on fire when she tries to do that shit.
Somebody going to get hurt.
A couple people already have.
If any chick is stupid enough to fish a condom out the garbage and try to use the contents, then she deserves to have a red hot.
It's mostly like
red hot twat.
To like athletes and entertainers, like one night stands that think that they're going to. It's mostly them that do it, and so that's the method that a lot of celebrities use.
That's crazy. Oh, how could people be so desperate? Chase, get your mind right, yo. Get your mind right.
Get them right. Do something.
Get a job. Support yourself. Stop trying to be a basketball wife. Because as you can see, even with money and a little notoriety, these wives still ain't happy. Okay?
They are not.
Get yourself. Oh. Get your mind right, yo.
Oh, and
Tammy, you need to ask me.
No, leave my Tammy alone.
Are you a Tammy fan? Tammy is, oh my God. Tammy been a hot mess in the real world. Come
yes,
on,
she
Tammy
always
now.
Has been,
get
so people
together.
Already know what they're dealing with. So then why would
get
you even smile her on
get it together or leave it alone? What's
she,
the difference
no,
is
I,
now?
That?
The difference is now she got two young ladies that's looking at her like ill.
They're fine. Trust me. They made it this far. They're
like,
fine.
Yo, Ma, get out of here. That's sad and that's fucked up.
It's not sad. Because everybody seems to forget the reason why she blew up in the first place. Like, she didn't hit her for no reason. People have died for running their mouths too much. What she did was good, but she got mushed in the face. She's lucky. She
actually
tried to put her ignorance aside and make, you know, make peace with her. And then she heard that the bitch went running her mouth again, so she snatched. She went off.
Yo, that's real talk. The other girl, what's that bitch name that was sitting in the middle? She should have smacked her on the way to hitting Mika, too. Real talk. But it's a matter of, when you get to a certain position or you get to a certain level in life, you shouldn't have to resort back to your old hood ghetto ways. You just should not, because that shows that shows that you had some growth. What she's showing is that she's stagnant. She's stuck on stupid.
And that shows that the industry is not that much different. Even when you're running in those circles, that they're still just as much as petty as the next person.
And that shit is sad, because really, then what happiness are you really getting from the money? You're not getting none. You just got it to have
that's,
it.
Message that
if
most
you can't find any type of satisfaction, that's sad. That's fucked
well, that's
up.
The message most
sad.
People don't get and will never get. Because they're not there to experience that. So you see,
tragic. Her life is tragic. Her life is tragic. From the time she went and had her abortion, the first time some shit like that ever happened on reality TV or TV, period. She went into, her life has been tragic since then. So it's like, come on. You haven't found any peace, any type of satisfaction within yourself with nothing yet?
Well,
that's
she married a basketball player, got divorced, was left penniless.
Oh, she ain't married Kenny Anderson. She tricked his ass.
Yeah, and then he left
a
penniless.
Baby. That was
playing the show.
That was Cinderella's scratch anyway. So
it was, and now she's
about her time
and this is her income. So she has to make sure she gets those ratings in so VH1 doesn't cut her.
Yeah, that's back to my point. Get a job. When you was spending his money, you should have been spending it on getting an education or getting a business or something.
But then
for
she
yourself.
Gets,
don't be mad.
If she's like a mill working at Walmart, then that's when people going to clown her.
Okay, look, she ain't have to work at Walmart, but she could have got her own damn franchise, a couple of them. You dig? Everybody hate on Mika because she's actually the only wife out of the whole fucking crew, except for what's her name, Williams.
Hating on her for that she came in wrong.
And she got, listen, bro, the bottom line is you know you want the show and you know people's going to talk about you any fucking way. Get over it. If I went around slapping
talking about, it's about passing
about me,
like high school gossip. If
me,
you have a problem with
shit.
Tammy, you should be equally as mad at Mika, because a grown-ass woman should not be going back and forth gossiping and trying to fit into circles at that point when you're an established businesswoman.
Shouldn't play those types of games. Those are children's games. I didn't
exactly.
do that when I was in school.
Those are in the wrong.
So, yeah, she definitely wrong. But guess what? Mika kept her hands to herself. That's the bottom line. You just can't go putting your hand. That's, Alex, that's like somebody, right?
Exactly, you're right, but like I said before, people have lied and in their mouth too much.
Look,
I'm not lying. It happens all the time.
Look, that's like somebody listening to you on pregame, right, and they disagree with your point of view. So they see that you're going to be at this venue that you're promoting, and they come up to you, hey, yeah, it's right for pregame, yeah. What? Just
it happens, though.
They disagree
yeah, you
with
can't,
what you
shouldn't.
Is that justified, regardless of whatever it was that you said? Is it justified for them to put their hands on you?
It's not, but it happens. And you have to, and you have to, for a certain, you know, you have to take into account you're responsible for a lot of the things that you say, too, especially if you know you're a controversial person or if you
fine.
Have unpopular opinions.
Fine.
Be,
fine.
You know,
you're
accountable
right.
for the words.
Answer my people. Question. Is it all right for a bitch to come
no,
to you at
however,
a
you
put
can't
her hands on
her
you because
either.
She don't like what you say? Because she don't like what you say. Is it okay?
No, it's not, but it's okay
right,
for a grown woman
point.
To still be running
that's
around
it.
Gossiping.
That's the point. They was both wrong. But, of course, like you said, they trying to get ratings on the show. So they got to be
it's a street justice. Let me call from where she knows to run your
mouth. Exactly.
You
could
her worse
exactly. so,
than getting mushed in the face.
Then all of them was talking about, so she should have went around the table smacking bitches. You
it's
see
not about, it wasn't about
ass up
that.
And
it was,
the corner.
I don't know if you've been following
instigator.
It the way that I've been following it, because it seems like we've been watching two different shows.
Look, no, I watch it from time to time. Am I an avid watcher? No. But what I know is two
what I'm saying, so
women,
like, let's say the new admin, right,
women.
That Black just got, if she comes on the show now and she starts brown nosing and for whatever reason decides that she's against me, judging me, she don't know me from a hole in the wall, all she knows is that it's Black show, so she's going to be sucking up and kissing up to Black and talking back shit up to Black because she knows that, or at least as far as she's concerned, Black is the star of the show and throwing mad shade to me. And then every time I confront her about it, she want to try to run around in circles depending on the next person. Like, come on, that's not that's not grown woman either.
But
that's exactly what happened.
But you know what? She could say, she could kiss his ass or she want. She could do whatever the fuck she wants because it's not going to stop Ed's part of the show going on, and it shouldn't stop the Alex part of the show, regardless of the fact.
But guess what? Somebody's throwing shade at me.
You
think I'm not going to throw it right back? I'm not going
to
let nobody talk about me being reckless.
Yo, look, who cares? It's not going to make or break you. It don't make or break me. It
make or break me. I have a, well, I'm sorry. Nobody's going to talk
right,
about
ladies,
me and think that I'm just.
We're going to come back to it in a second. We're going to come back to this in a second. All right? We got to get to this new joint. Gritty Life All-Star, Sean Blaze, 2K11. That's Pro Diligent, Nobi, J Stacks, and a whole bunch of other dudes. And we got to see what y'all think about it. Hit us up 347-857-4302. Shout out to TGO in the building. We'll be back.
My stripes show I'm a general, military intelligence, murder game, precise and elegant, presidential.
Go ask my comrades.
Even talk to my old principal. She tell you that I had leadership qualities since middle school.
Black bag over your head.
I turn the cameras on.
Baghdad soldier, I'm ready.
Louis Farrakhan, patriotic. You give your life, I make a profit. BP oil surrounding our major island. Gritty Life music, that's the label I earn. Like Nas said in the first John Blaze, money to burn.
Queens village, show the voice of respect. No be a vet, holding a tech.
You gotta be kidding me. Simply the best. Waking up, violence from rest. I'm connected with Night and King's Chris, Bloods and Nieta.
Nope, not the next nine. The first movie's a better call. Killers better than all. Sanchez Wonder, better than all.
Fuck lie. Anyone testing dash must die. Just give me one try.
Now you know you don't fucked up, right?
You're going kinda crazy. Put that loco. Yo te floto. Dinamita by the bolo. I hate these lesbians that play rappers. Lesbians with the gravity. Sitting, I push you flatter than hating. I feel flattered. I'm mapping. Have you move backwards and ask my dad to click, clack, and blast a hole through your back first. Even dodging the popo, sneaking by with the
fofo. Tuck it under the polo, make sneakers fly when they go-go. I ain't Mr. T, but you gotta know that I pity you. With constipated stutterers who still shit on you. My conglomerate will get in no kinds of this drama shit. Apocalypse for whackness, I'll drown it all in some llama spit. Went to the devil's den, rushed him with a lot of noise. Start off Satan horn to put the call out to all my boys.
Hey yo, my attitude is subject to change. I mess around and spit slow at the driver's side door, you range. Hoodie season still believe me, nigga, nothing has changed. I'm taking anything, I'm leaving with your wife and your chain. Two toasts, two hoes, a few clips. Because I got a 9-to-5, don't confuse it. Try and bet me with your life, you can lose it. They looking for the light, but I ain't even got the fuse lit. Hardcore, shit you get kicked out the offer. Never been in jail, but I shot niggas up. Everybody getting money, so they lock niggas up.
The coupe ride is funny, hit the block, get the truck.
Lot of niggas spin stories, they ain't living out. Mushy in the middle, niggas, I'ma pick them out. Mark my words, you won't be running when the biscuit out. Straight up put you in a line of fire, picking dick my route.
Cool out, don't be yo, throw the tool out. The funny niggas, gritty like family, make a move out. Ain't no half stepping, boss a nigga, let that weapon off. Peace until it's over with, nigga, I ain't stepping off. Dylan to the dawn, oh, I bring it to you pronto. John Blazing, your bitch, you bitch, nigga, John Doe. Do it like I popped already, but I ain't signed yet. Ain't a bitch walking the strip that I ain't slime yet. Smoke till I can't breathe, cooling in some tin. Your bitch in the passenger, I be on the left lane, stay yo 50. Never see me slipping, ho. Niggas want me dead, but I'm gunning, I ain't tripping, yo. Thug it to my death day, lying on my deathbed. Your baby mother love me, she give me the best head. Thug it to my death day, lying on my deathbed. Your baby mother love me,
she give me the best head.
It's simple mathematics, you gotta love us. Cause J Black plus Gats equals a lot of dead motherfuckers. No tougher than nails, I stay gritty. Even J know on the low, it's my city. Got goons in the V that's ready to ride with me. You whip your head, boy, no yeah, yo, no 50. Sitting in the dunk on my Miami swag wave. Choppers in the trunk, case I have a bad day. I'm a fighter, you a natural born runner. A panther, homie, I'm a natural born hunter. Blows kick off like an NFL punter. John Blaze rhymes, I could win like no other. Total up my bars, multiply my two. With GL in the stool, we divide your whole crew. Leave you lame twisted, get your brain lifted. KFC bullets to chickens with big biscuits.
John Blaze,
Radio, Lady Still, talk about basketball, the Boss Days, which is what I think they should call the show. But we got to get into this call, 6081. Of course, I believe that's Leak in the building. What's good?
Yeah, what's good? What's good?
Hey, what's up?
I'm chilling,
All
right. I see that y'all done changed the time up on that nigga and all that. Huh?
He caught me off guard, too. Don't feel bad.
What happened? Repeat that.
He caught me off guard, too. Don't feel bad.
Oh, you're talking about changing the time, right?
Yeah, I had to,
you know, brother had doubles to do and things like that, you know, but I wanted to get a show and then not cancel, so I think I'll just push it up and just get it done, you know what I mean?
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with it at all.
But the lady's still in here going ham.
It's not even I'm a faithful, avid watcher of the show, and plus the behind the scenes and the underground stuff that's going on and stuff. So that's how I formulate my opinions, not just strictly based on what I see on an episode, you know?
Well, it could be this episode, it could be the whole season. There's never a reason for, like I said, a grown, mature woman.
But if that's the way the world works, then we would have, like. earth.
But then you cannot say that, like, the scenario I gave you, that it's all right for somebody to come up to you in the club and say,
it's not that it's all right. There's a lot of things that's wrong to do in the world, but they still happen. You can't ignore the fact that they do happen.
You have a right to say what you want to say about whom you want to say it about in whatever form you want to say it. You have the right to do that. What the person doesn't have a right to do is come and put their hands on you. Tammy, this is the second time Tammy, from what I saw, put her hands on another cast member.
But it's not the first time that it's happened ever either. That's why I don't understand why I'm crucified.
And that's the whole point. All this time, 20 fucking years later, they into the 50th season of fucking Real World, and you still haven't learned how to control your temper.
That's called human
really?
Nature. It happens every
really?
Day. Oh, cocaine. 20 years later, they're still on drugs. 20 years later, they're still alcoholics. 20 years later, they're still beating on women. That's just the way that the world works. Like, I'm not surprised by stuff like that. I'll be more surprised if you are restrained and if you have grown.
Nobody has the right to put their hands on anybody else.
All I'm saying is just plain blank period. From the time that she would have even eased up in my space, I would have been on point. Regardless, so I don't even know how she ain't see that coming. I can't feel sorry for that.
All of them talk about each other. All of them talk about each other. So everybody needs to be whipping everybody.
But it was a little bit more than about them talking about each other. That's what I'm telling you. Like,
Listen, the bottom line, she don't like the fact that she tried to make peace with her and she's still going on and on about it.
But that's what I'm saying. If you know that you're messing with someone that's ignorant, right? Someone with a ghetto-ass mentality, right? And if that person that you think is so ignorant, so beneath you, and so ghetto, actually makes a conscious decision to say, you know what, I'm going to step back, I'm going to stop it, I'm going to, you know, be good so everybody can have a good time. And then you see that and you still, after the fact, go and test them and still run your mouth about the same issue you guys just had a falling out about and she swept under the rug, why would you do that?
I don't know what you mean about swept under the rug regardless of the fact. Why would
because
you
they made peace. Remember, it was done.
She's a gossiper. Remember, I'm not on Team Mika. All right? I'm not on Team Mika. Yes.
I'm just playing with that scenario.
Running your mouth, talking about people behind their back, all that other bullshit. I didn't have time for it then. And I didn't have time for it now.
I don't even watch reality shows. So I'm just listening though, but I don't even know what show y'all talking about. So
no, we're talking about basketball wise, and I agree. Nobody does have the right to just, you know, hit you whenever the hell they feel like it. However, all I'm saying is that I'm not surprised that it happened because things like the worst happens when people run their mouth every day. People get shot for running their mouths too much every day. You understand? People die for running their mouths too much every day. So I'm not surprised that she got mushed in the face because she was running her mouth. No, it doesn't give anybody the right to do that. It doesn't give people the right to walk down the street, pull a trigger, and kill somebody because they feel slighted. It doesn't, but it happens. And I can acknowledge that it happens because I wake up every day and I look at the news and I see it.
But you're still defending Tammy's right to do that. You're justifying what she did.
I'm not defending her right. All I'm saying is she cannot be the
What was the first thing you said when I said about Tammy? You was like, oh, he my girl. Oh.
All I'm saying is there's no victim in this situation. I don't care how you spin it. She's not a victim.
Fuck all them.
She provoked and created a new situation. So how can she be a victim? She created something after it was
She needs to get off the booze. No, what Tammy needs to do is Tammy needs to put her hands on some fuck on the right one. And when she finally gets knocked the fuck out, she'll think about it. The next time she's
No, she ain't. That's why
what
made her so crazy. She probably
don't like it. If she don't like what somebody said about her or somebody, whatever the situation may be. Okay.
But then guess what? Then this
she'll
chick needs
twice.
To talk about the right
she'll
person or go in and run her mouth about the right. Even VH1 had to slap a ban on her for running her mouth too much. Like, some people just talk too fucking much. Like, you can't do that.
Well,
talking too much can land you.
All them bitches together on the show together. They knew what they was doing. They knew back then that Evelyn fucked her husband back in the day.
But they
okay,
squashed
so,
their
I mean,
beef,
knew,
so you mean to tell me if she was able to squash...
I didn't know about all that. Hold up. Ooh. All right. I didn't know about all that. But I feel it's time we make it a party. You know, we have some fun. And the only way I know to do that, you know, because y'all be going in. Y'all roll out. you know, well, not y'all, but
we and Alex may have differences of opinion, but that is all that it is.
Yeah.
So
like,
save your instigating and all your other bullshit.
I'm not instigating.
I'm
saying,
this is just
whoa,
how we
whoa.
Do.
This is instigating. Whoa, hold up. This
yo.
Is instigating. What I'm saying
yo.
Is,
yo.
You guys,
I'm not
and
about
you guys
you stupid.
And I like it. I dig it. But I was saying for a second, let's play the track, and we come right back. Pick it up and wrap up the show. I wasn't instigating anything. That's what the point I want to get across.
I wasn't talking about you, moron.
To the freaking callers and the listeners.
Exactly. Not the host.
But they don't know that. If they listen to the pregame radio, they know. They know.
Play the track.
Get into the damn track, Black.
Yo, Leek, you see the shit I did? You see the shit, Leek? Leek, you
and
see the shit, right?
Don't bring him into it because he'll get some too. Play the fucking track.
Yo. I just can't listen to music.
We'll be right back. We get beat up, but we be back.
It's how we doing it. It's that new Usher. 2010. Y'all niggas catch up. Yeah, man. Bangladesh. U.S. S-Doc. We don't stop.
I wanna take his boat tanning out in DR. A week later eating mangoes out in PR.
Okay.
I call her Marriott, yeah, she a five star. She seems so close, but she's so far. How about some breakfast? If not, we can do lunch. Forget lunch, baby girl, you could be brunch. You look better than some OJ and Rosé. Eggs over easy, damn, I need her body.
No remorse.
She killing me with it. She's just a problem that I can't put down.
Every
Usher.
Time. Fuego. Yeah.
I
get it in. I get it in.
She don't know what she do to me.
Girl, this ain't new to me.
The way you move them buns make me want to beat it brutally. See me in that BM. Don't like per diem. Keep it on the hush. Just tweet me in a DM. Drug free, I don't fuck with the ex. And I'm trauma free, I don't fuck with my ex. Twit pick, damn, you look tough in that dress. And if you play your cards right, I might fuck with you next.
Super rich, stupid bitches, no, I'm super vicious. Super rich, stupid bitches, no, I'm super vicious.
Ooh, wait.
next phase. Yeah. First lady, front line, rap niggas, what up? When it come to putting work in the streets, boy, we one up. Current holders recognize the time is ticking, so you better get your shine on and save it a minute. Cause I'm coming quick like bitch niggas. By New Year's, I'm trying to grip like six figures. Lady G, Skylar, you don't want it with them. We are P-R-O-B-L-E-M. Yup, that's a problem for you starters. I'm known to be a beast. My boss slaughter and devour. I'm the future of this rap shit. Go ahead, check my track list. Super vicious on the track, bring it back. Yeah.
Super rich, stupid vicious, no, I'm super vicious. Super rich, stupid vicious, no, I'm super vicious. Super rich, stupid vicious, no, I'm super vicious. Super rich, stupid vicious, no, I'm super vicious.
Hey guys, you are now tuned in to Pregame Radio. The ever so sexy lady still chilling with my homeboy Brooklyn Black and my homegirls Ed and Tasha D.
Yeah, we're live back. That was some PGO. Shout out to PGO Boy, Shawnee Swagger, Frito, Top Old Foots. It's just so many of them. I can't name them all right now. And also, that was the Lady G Super Vicious joint played right after. We got Ed and Lady still in the building. We you know, talking about basketball wives and things like that. So, you know, I'm just playing the background. But, of course, it's 347-857-4302. We got about 10 minutes left, you know. So, in closing, I'm just going to do this. I'm just going to say, everyone, please, y'all already know, keep it safe. Don't drink and drive in. Don't put Tabasco sauce in the rubbers. and don't go fishing through the garbage for them. Fellas, yo, they can flush down the toilet. Take the rubbers with you in the bathroom. Flush them.
That's right.
Now, if you go through, if she go through the sewer trying to find that shit, then she is a trooper. But, you know, take bad care of your stuff, too. You know what I'm saying? Because they catch up where you slip up. Point simple. They catch up where you slip up. So, as long as you straight, they can't catch you slipping, and you won't be one of those dudes to talk about, I ain't want no kids, and I got to pay $5,000 in child support. Right. So, keep it going. We will be here tomorrow. We're going to do another early show tomorrow because I'm going to Bon Toms tomorrow. Going to Bon Toms, Louisiana. I'm going to see
Bon Toms, Louisiana. How you know we're not going to be at Fantasia?
Well, it's still in Bon Toms, so.
No, Fantasia's in Shreveport.
Tomato, tomato. But, you know what I'm saying, you know, we're going to be over there getting the true blood on. If you ain't on the list, sorry, it's a secret location, can't divulge. Get on the email, you know, send the email. And Lady Steele, that email is?
It's alex@ramsofsteele.com, or you can inbox Black, but it's my house. I'm not about to, like, broadcast that location all over Facebook, and then next thing you know, I have a mob outside.
Exactly, like I said, it's a secret location. I ain't divulging shit. So send her an email. And, you know, we see if you get there too. Vampires, of course, I know nobody on the premises. Follow us on Twitter, Brooklyn Black, Lady Steele, Ever Hazel Smoker. Y'all hit us up on Twitter. We answer back. We follow back. And big, big shout out. Like, if I was a corporate, like McDonald's, I'd have Employee of the Week. Employee of the Week this week will be Lady Steele because Lady Steele has brought in only three people into the pregame radio Facebook, but those three people brought in 30 apiece. So, shout out to Lady Steele for bringing in those three.
What? What are you talking about?
You brought in some people. Who brought in more people? Who brought in more people? Who brought in more people? So, if it all trickles down, you get the credit for that one.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
All right, so tune in
to
us tomorrow night.
The prize
is you can drink the liquor and eat the food.
Yeah, what's that being on
the
bonus
stage?
You coming
look,
up?
Look, all right. Matter of fact, here's what's going to happen also. August 19th, which is 2 weeks from tonight, Lady Steele Spider-Man will be premiering a show. What they talk about, I don't know. You're going to have to tune in. Ladies Night for Pregame Radio once again will be August 27th. I believe I'm going to do another poetry night right before we get the back-to-school thing started. right, and also that weekend of the 27th, we will be commemorating the birthday of the greatest Michael Jackson. So,
all right.
Hit me up with your Michael Jackson wish list, stuff that y'all want to hear on pregame radio, that they'll spin during the side or whatever.
Behind the mask. I love that.
You know, so yes, it's going to be ladies' night on the Michael Jackson, you know what I'm saying, during the Michael Jackson birthday weekend. All right. So, hey, well, like I said, please be safe. I'm gonna let you guys go with some tracks. And then we out of here. See y'all tomorrow night. You heard? And we'll be back.
Night.
Deuces.
Y'all thought
yeah.
I was done? Yeah, you already know, man. I'm back. All girl, fucking lady, bro. Let's get it, man. You ain't no bitch. Yeah, man. I say something, man. Y'all bitches are what? Yeah, you, and you. All y'all girls, man.
Fuck.
Initiating shutdown sequence.